Doyle wants to take $25 million out of campus's auxiliary funds to help balance the budget. Campuses won't share the pain equally because Doyle's plan would not take the money based on enrollment or campus size. Rather, those campuses that had the biggest balances in their funds would take the biggest hits. Regent Danae Davis says that concerns her.
So if you do some really good planning and, you know, and sack it away and make whatever other sacrifices, you know, because you've got in mind what you want to do with the savings, you get whacked across the head based on having had a good plan and having had a lot of money socked away. There's something just seems wrong with that picture to me. I don't know what the ideal answer is, but it just seems wrong.
But Regent David Walsh says that while he doesn't like the idea of moving money out of these funds, it's important to look at the big picture with the university's budget. Walsh says he thinks the economy's only going to get worse, and with it the size of the state's budget deficit. Given the circumstances, he told his fellow regents he thinks the UW comes out okay.
So don't get hung up about the total number unless you look at it relatively. Of course it's going to hurt everybody, and we're all going to have to tighten our belts. But I promise you, when you look around this economy, it's bad.
If you look at overall state funding for the university, it goes up very slightly over the next 2 years. But a big piece of that is set aside for fixed expenses like utilities and paying off debt. Take that out of the picture, and the university says this budget amounts to a cut that could force some campuses to trim enrollment and do less research. Sean Johnson, Wisconsin Public Radio.